entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 179.
And it's Tuesday, April 4th, 2017.
And we've got a special guest on. I don't think we mentioned last week who was going to be on.
No, we didn't tease it like we should have.
We didn't.
A lot more people would be listening if we would have.
But you could say, and some would say this is the most special guest that's been on, especially in Layton's mind.
This is true.
Layton, do you want to do the honors?
My fiance Carrie Miller is here.
Hello.
And I know we have talked about, or I'd mentioned to you, you know, at some point we should have Carrie on the podcast.
Yeah.
And there's one story in particular that I do want to ask you, and you know about that. But I guess could you just introduce yourself? Tell us, besides Layton's fiance, who else? What else are you?
What else am I? I just moved back from Hillcrest, and I am working at Main Street Coffee Shop in Napanee, and I am currently living in Goshen with my brother and his family. I don't know. I think that's pretty much who I am, and I'm the youngest of five, which is a little ironic that we're both the youngest.
Yeah, we're both the youngest. All right. How about that?
And we know where you guys met. You guys met at Hillcrest when Layton was there, when you were there, secretary. So the one thing Layton had told me about before you had a relationship, the one thing he had told me that I've always been really just kind of amazed by was that he said that, yeah, he kind of liked this girl and whatever, but he didn't have a chance with her. And then he goes on to tell us later, not necessarily in that conversation, but later he mentioned that, oh, yeah, by the way, we snorted pepper together. And I think you said it was a dare. And you told us with a group of friends we were around there, and all of us immediately knew that no girl would snort pepper unless she's into you.
Right.
So can you tell us more? This was clearly before you had a relationship, because you guys were still both at Hillcrest. So can you just kind of recap that moment, and what was, like, were you interested in Layton at that time?
I had actually finally admitted that I was, So, we were in Poland on our mission trip. I don't know, I would assume it was like, I think it was still the first week we were there, but it was definitely a couple days in. I had finally gotten comfortable with him, and like, he was the only guy, and so I was just like, okay, whatever. And we were sitting at supper, and I was like super tired and kind of bored. So I'm sitting there just messing with the pepper. And occasionally I'll do like this little pepper art, whatever, and I'll just sit there and like pour pepper out and make it into figures. And instead of making it into a figure, I ended up making it into a line. I was like, oh, that's cool. We should snort pepper. And so I was like, hey, does anybody have a straw? And Late was like, no, but I have a dollar bill. And so he rolls up a $1 bill.
Almost as if he's done this before.
Yeah.
Wait, was it a dollar bill or was it like their local currency there?
I don't know. You know what? I think it was their local currency because we thought it'd be cooler if we did it.
Yeah, it'd be more authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So it was your idea.
Yes, it was my idea.
And then I like really egged her on.
He was sitting beside me. And so then he was like, okay. And so I was like, well, I don't know if I want to do this. And he goes, well, you really need to do it. And he was just like really amping me up for it. I was like, fine, I'll do it if you do it. Like inwardly knowing he wouldn't do it. And all of a sudden he goes, all right. And I'm like, oh. okay. And I can't let down a dare. So like I was not going to be proven to be weak in this moment of pepper snorting.
Especially against me.
Yeah. So he sits there and like it takes him a long time.
It did
and
take me forever.
In the meantime, like I'm getting like hot and like no, he's really not going to do this. Like he'll.
And this was after you had done it.
No, he did it first. I told him if he would do it, then I would do it.
Okay.
But I was not going to do it first. So then he snorts it and he nearly dies.
It hurts so bad.
And I was like,
did you feel it in your brain?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. The really like soft spot of like the back of your mouth, because it would like it went up your nose and then it would slowly drip down into
like,
the, like the...
it like hit the back wall, mm-hmm. Of like between your the top of the inside of your nose, and like your throat. Like, that's just, imagine having like sand, just dry sand in there.
That, except it burns even more.
Well, it burned, but I think the worst was how dry it was. It mm-hmm. just felt so dry.
Yeah, it was terrible. Ugh. So it took, like, yeah, I wasn't gonna let him take the best of me in that one. So I actually ended up doing it then, but I was pretty miserable for quite some time, and like water wouldn't help.
Did you try snorting water?
Actually, I did.
I didn't, no.
I like just filled the sink, and then it was there. I found out how dirty their sinks were at that place. Like, that place was awesome. What was it called? Gustav's?
Yeah, Gustav's.
They have like a bed and breakfast for survivors of like the Holocaust. Oh, it's pretty awesome. Like, they use it to like support people or give like refuge to those who like don't really have any money to pay for a place to stay for a night or two. Anyways, so I filled up my sink with water, and then like the water was slightly brown.
Oh no.
It was like, ooh. But I was like, this hurts so bad. So then I found a way, like I sucked in, I just dipped my nose in into the water and then inhaled and then it like came out my mouth. Bits of pepper.
Bits of pepper came out?
Well, I mean, you just like flakes. Just you assume. The flakes. It felt so good, though. It was very soothing. Ugh.
Yeah, I didn't. I think I just eventually tried to eat something to wash it down and hoped it would, like, survive. I would survive. Everybody there was just like, you guys are going to die if you do this. And we didn't die.
Yeah, the leaders, our leaders of the group weren't too impressed with us.
No.
So that was one of my follow-up questions, was going to be kind of what was the reaction to the others? Not as far as the actual pepper, but just the two of you. Did everyone know that something's going on?
At that point, I think.
And nothing
it was
going
obvious.
On. But
nothing was supposed to be going on. Yeah, I think the girls did, because I was good friends with all the girls. And so they kind of like picked up on my slight change of behavior.
So would you have snorted pepper with someone else, myself or Jeff, or some random person?
I probably would have, just simply because I don't necessarily like to be dared to do something and back down.
Okay.
So I would have done it regardless of who it was, but so, maybe not quite as readily. Sorry.
Well, I'm kind of disappointed too, because this was kind of my...
This had set a standard.
Well, not a standard, but if you can, if someone's willing to do that, I would have thought, well, clearly there needs to be some interest.
Well, it
some
also
mutual
depends on the
interest.
Girl.
Well, that's, yeah. If it's someone really competitive, maybe not.
Right.
But if it's not someone super competitive.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly.
All right.
So sorry.
You said you were really nervous about being on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But surely you've thought that, well, at some point Lane's probably going to ask if I want to be on the podcast.
Well, I think he had mentioned it. And so I kind of knew it was coming up, but I just, yeah, it's not my
well,
thing.
Well, before we started recording, you said that whenever you record, you talk in a southern accent, and I haven't heard that yet, so could you give us a southern accent? Could you tell us about your day in a southern accent?
I feel like I should just call you, and then you just talk to me on the phone. Because, like, well, at Hillcrest, whenever she was, like, talking to, like, a client or something who called in because she was a secretary, it's just when her professional voice is much more southern, has mm-hmm. much more of a southern
okay,
accent.
Okay, so do you want to call in as a client?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, are we just going to... Okay, let's just hold up our phones.
Yeah,
to
just
our
hold
ears.
Up your phone, just pretend.
And then I'm just going to...
Hillcrest Home, this is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie, yeah, I got a aunt-in-law who's there at Hillcrest. Do you know what room number she's in?
I think she's in 205, but it would be down in Pinnacle.
Oh, well, I checked down there, and she wasn't down there. Do you know what other household she might be in?
No, I don't. Did you check the rehab?
Well, See, I talked to Paul, and he said that he's no longer doing rehab.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he done?
Well, he just said his arthritis was really bothering him.
Oh, bless his heart.
A little bit, but it's not nearly as extreme or drastic as I was expecting.
It's actually when I'm talking to a Southern person, it'll come out even okay. More.
And you did grow up in South Carolina.
Yeah.
A couple of years.
I had spent 10 years there, so. Okay.
So that makes sense. All right. Well, we do want to have you on the podcast again.
Okay.
And I hope you'll agree.
I think I probably will.
And if listeners, if you have a question for Carrie, then yeah, send her a message either on Facebook or you can send an email, mail@frenchpresspodcast.com.
Yeah.
And next time when she's on, we can ask those questions.
There you go. So are we gonna do the yes no game show?
We are. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
Yes. I had written.
I feel
it.
Like this is.
I was thinking about
prime
it.
Prime opportunity.
All right, I will go ahead and start.
Do you know the rules, Care Bear?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Go ahead and explain it. I'll start my stopwatch. Are you gonna explain it?
Oh, okay. So I thought you were going to.
No, okay. I said go ahead and explain it.
Okay. So. This game is called the Yes No Game Show, and the goal, your goal, in order to win, is to last for 3 minutes without saying the words yes or no.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and so we're going to be asking you questions just about random things, and in response to these questions, you have to find other ways other than saying yes or no to answer the question.
Okay.
So you can't always say yeah. You can't repeatedly say yeah for yes, or
okay. So you can use like a substitute
word. Yep.
It just can't be yes or no.
Correct. You can say correct one time, but not again.
And the word like no, as in like knowledge.
Knowledge
does not count as like a no. Like just because it's a homonym of the word no doesn't mean that it counts as no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I've got my stopwatch ready. So we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
I mean, not every other.
Not exactly back and forth. But
he'll ask some questions.
We'll just be grilling you.
I might have a question. So 3, 2, 1, start.
So, Carrie, is this the first time that you've been on the podcast?
Yeah, I have not been on before. I was on in Hillcrest.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, you were on the Hillcrest podcast.
I was on the Hillcrest podcast.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Do you know how many episodes did Layton record?
As far as I know, it was only... Actually, I don't have an idea.
I think it was like around 15, maybe 20, somewhere in there. Interviewed some people. Some interviews didn't work out.
Where can someone find that interview of your podcast?
I don't know. Ruben...
Is it online?
I gave it to Tony, and Tony said they were having some issues with iTunes.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right, well, let's move on. Let's talk about work. How long have you been working at your place of work, and where do you work?
I work at Main Street, and I've been working there for almost 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, Friday.
What shift do you work?
I work 6 to 2, and occasionally 11 to 5.
Okay. How many siblings do you have?
I have five.
Five siblings. My goodness. And you're the youngest?
I am the youngest.
Okay. Not bad, Carrie. I'm impressed. Well, we're getting close. We're at about a minute and a half now, so time to step it up a little bit. Some rapid-fire questions. What's your favorite food at Main Street?
I like the... Oh, my. There's so many... All the bars. Scones. Actually, scones.
Scones. What's your favorite drink? Specialty drink?
I am not a special drink person. Okay. I drink the coffee.
What's your favorite kind of coffee?
Probably the Main Street blend or the salted caramel.
Salted caramel? That's your favorite?
Why, of course.
What about restaurants in Napanee? Have you visited any of those?
I think we went to Dairy Queen. It's about as far as we've gotten
so far. You haven't taken her to the Mexican restaurant?
We've ate.
That is right. He has taken me to the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, like on an official date night, but we've eaten there as a family. What did you say when I asked you to marry me?
I said I would be willing to do so.
You're tough. Much tougher than Kyle. How long have you been a listener of the French Press podcast?
I would have started in 2015. I think so. Ah. Yeah, it was soon after I got to Hillcrest.
So you started early on, huh?
Well, Rachel had introduced me to it, so.
Oh, okay.
Do you listen to other podcasts?
Occasionally.
How many?
Not many. Like, I don't actually have that much time anymore to listen to podcasts, so I don't listen to a whole lot.
But do you like the French Press?
I do enjoy it.
You just enjoy it? That's it, 3 minutes. Oh, you made it. Hold it.
What the
we
world?
We have a winner.
Oh, my goodness.
And for the record, Miles made it 59 seconds. Kyle made it 34 seconds. So congratulations, Carrie.
Thank you.
I'm very
thank
impressed.
You, thank you.
That's my fiance, you guys. Check it out.
Well done, Layton. All right. Thank you, Gary, for joining us. I'm sure we'll have you back on the podcast again. And we'll come back. Jeff is here as well. He's got a story for us.
Yep.
We've got a poll question to get to.
We have to discuss a burrito taco.
And we have to just, yeah, we got to do all that too.
Oh, my goodness.
So we'll be back in a second. Okay. We are here again. Jeff is in the driver's seat at the end of the table.
I am.
Ruben, I thought you were driving this vehicle, French Press car.
It depends which way this car is shaped.
Yeah, it's true.
But I just meant that he's also around the table now, or at a microphone.
He's at least a third wheel.
Let's do the poll question real quickly. Last week we had asked, is it necessary? Do you guys like to have the date in the opening of the episode? And we got a Facebook message saying yes, they like it. And the polls are very clear.
And what did they say?
They also want to keep the date in the name.
Yes!
Their two options were, the question was, should we stop stating the date? And option one was no. It's the only way I know what today is. And 9 people voted for that, which was 90% of the voting populace.
Nice.
And the second was yes, remove it, it's pointless. And only one person voted for that. So we'll continue to say
the
it.
The guy who did that.
Well, I didn't vote, but that would have been me.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So we'll keep it in there, and you can submit your own recording of saying it's Tuesday, and whatever the date is for that next week, and we'll pick a submission from that. We don't have one for today.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would have played it. But if you want to do one for next week or for the following week, you can definitely do that as well. And Layton, remember someone had the suggestion of having other people on the podcast, a listener? Well, I had an idea. Tell me what you think about it. Jeff, you too. If you'd like to be on the podcast, tease us. Send us a Facebook message or an email with something that you'd like to discuss, or either a question or a fact or a story. Just give us a little bit of a introduction to it. Don't tell us what it is. And if it's something that we think that listeners would like to listen to, we'll
then
go for it.
Then you're on.
What do you think?
I think that's a good idea.
I like that idea. I think it would be good to have random people on that aren't like being asked to be on.
And
that
it wouldn't,
want to be on. Generally
and it
want
wouldn't
to be
even
on.
Need to be anything. It wouldn't need to be 15 minutes worth of content. It could be 2 or 3 minutes worth of some interesting fact about the way the planets spin around or just something.
Right. Yeah, and then we'll probably hash it out with you for like 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do that, send us either a Facebook message or an email, mail@frenchpresspodcast.com.
Right.
All right, let's talk about
the taco.
Our little taco that we had.
Yeah, okay. So if you watched the live stream, if you want to see what taco we're talking about, you can go to our Facebook page, French Press Podcast. Isn't mm-hmm. that the name of the, mm-hmm. the Facebook? And then our live stream should be posted on there now.
It is on there now.
Oh, mm-hmm. awesome.
So you can see how we made it, what all we put into it. And we talked about this last week, too, so you kind of know if you were listening what all is in it. But let's just give our own feedback about it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go first.
Yep.
I really did like it. It was more flavorful than I expected, mm-hmm. and there was a good mixture of Doritos and ramen, and a little bit of that chicken ramen fake flavor.
Yep.
One thing I didn't like, I did not like the Slim Jims that we put in.
Okay.
And maybe I had 2 different bites of Slim Jim, and maybe I each time had a really spicy, awful tasting Slim Jim. Maybe it was the same one because we had a couple different flavors. Mm-hmm. And so it's possible, maybe, and for the record also, I don't like Slim Jim.
Okay.
So take that for what it's worth.
Right.
I thought it was really good. It seemed a little bit stuckish. I don't know how to say that in English.
Globby? Sticky? Sticky.
Yeah, messy? Yeah. It wasn't really that messy. A little bit slimy. It kind of clumpy. It was really good, though. The flavor was great. And I really liked the sriracha ketchup that we put in there. Mm-hmm. That added something to it.
Right.
I would definitely say if you don't have sriracha ketchup, put some hot sauce in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good. Yeah. I would eat it. And it was very filling, too.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just had a couple bites. And now it's just like, ugh, sitting in my stomach. Like,
it
sits
very heavily.
I feel it. I feel it, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel it?
Yes.
Oh, good. I enjoyed it. If I had to do something differently, I think I would use smaller bits of Slim Jim, number one.
Did you think it was also overpowering when you had a bite of Slim Jim?
Yeah, but also, like, it would have felt like there would be more meat throughout. With bigger chunks of Slim Jim, it was a lot rarer for you to actually get some Slim Jim in your bite.
I agree with you there.
And then another thing I would do is not put in the mayo.
I didn't taste the mayo,
it was really slimy on the outside. I think we could do without the mayo, and then
add some ranch dressing.
No, I was gonna say I noticed that on the inside it was much drier than the outside coating of slime. So next time I think I'm gonna try to work in the outside juice contents into the center and really mix it up better. I thought I had done a pretty good job of mixing it up. Jeff, how much water did you say you put in there?
Oh, it was at least
a cup.
At least one cup.
Probably a cup and a half. But that was, like, I'd say the perfect amount of water.
Yeah, it was.
Because it went out
pretty good. Yeah.
It was enough. I was just nervous that it would be too soupy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wouldn't hold its shape, or it would be too dry and then it would just crumble apart. We nailed it, Jeff.
I think the risk of being too dry is lower than the risk of being too soupy.
Yeah, I think
so.
You're
to
right.
Err on the dry side, and then if you need it to be more moist, then you could add the mayo to it to make it more moist and stick together better.
Mm-hmm. I know this was a burrito, but I feel like we could have got the same flavor with significantly less effort put into it. Because even though it's, you just dump some stuff, you crunch up the bag and you pour some stuff into it, you still need to then, like, mix it up and shape it and roll the bag. I feel like there'd be pretty much the same flavor if you would just have, instead of a package of ramen, a cup of ramen.
Mm-hmm.
And then where you just put hot water in there.
Yeah.
And then just do that, put hot water in it, and then just crumble up Doritos and pour that on top and mix that in with a spoon. I feel like that would be about half the effort. And it would be almost the same flavor.
You
wouldn't have the ketchup. I mean, you could put ketchup in, but you probably wouldn't put ketchup in. Why are you looking at me strangely?
What's that music?
I hear some strange
music. I hear music, too. I think it's just a clock.
Okay.
So those are my thoughts on it.
Okay.
I think we need to go take care of that music.
Okay.
Who's playing piano?
All right, Jeff, I see you've got a book in front of you. Are you ready to tell us another story? Or read us a story?
This is another story from the book Parables of a Country Parson by William E. Barton. If you guys remember, those of you who listen faithfully, I read a story a while back about a millionaire and a soap lady. And these stories are great. They were written back in the early 1900s. And just recently, I'd say in the past 20 years, compiled into books by various presses. There's a couple different publishers that make these because they're by now out of the realm of.
But did the same person write each of these stories?
Yes, okay. Yes, and they're all written in like an old English style. I'm not sure if it was the style of the day, like what they, you know, the way they spoke back then. But I kind of think he added a little bit of the old timey language to it, even for that time period. Just to make them more comical. They're great stories. They always have a little bit of something about God in them. And some of them are quite humorous. So today's story is called The Dog and the Limited.
I feel like, sorry to interrupt, I hate interruptions, however.
Why are you interrupting then?
Because I feel like, Layton, if you would offer some of your talents at making noises that go with the story, like the barking of a dog or stepping of a...
You feel whatever. Like that would enhance...
I feel like that would enhance that story.
Let me try it.
Should I like pause and force you to arbitrarily make sounds? Arbitrarily force you to?
Maybe. If it really lends itself, then you can pause. But just keep on going. Just keep trucking unless it's like... When suddenly there was like... Unless it's like a big point in the story.
Okay, here we go. The Dog and the Limited. Now I rode on a fast express train called the Limited. And we went through a country where there were many farms. And the train went like the driving of Jehu. And there was a farmhouse that stood near unto the track, but back, as it were, about the space of a furlong. And in the farmhouse dwelt a farmer, and the farmer had a dog. And when the train drew nigh, the dog started from the farmhouse toward the train, and he barked furiously, and he ran swiftly. And I marveled that he could run so swiftly and that at the same time he could bark so furiously. But with all his barking, he could not make so much noise as the train. Neither with all his running could he overtake it. And the path that he made in his running was a great parabolic curve. For he started before the train entered the farm, running toward the train and going east, for the train was toward the west. But as the train ran on and stopped not, the dog ran south. And when the train was going by and not even hesitating, he curved so that he ran southwest and then west. And at the west side of the farm, he fell into a ditch and rolled over and got up and shook himself and stood for a moment and cursed the train. And then returned home. And the train went on. And a month thereafter, I rode on the same train. And behold, the same dog did all the things that he had done before. And 3 months thereafter, I rode again on the same train, and the same fool dog was still getting experience in the same manner, but learning nothing therefrom. And I saw that he was even like unto some of us who might be bewrayed in a mortar and a pestle, with a pestle, yet would not our folly depart. For even as that dog watcheth daily for the train, rising every morning and listening for it, and chasing it through the farm, and tumbling into the ditch on the west line of the farm, so that there are those who chase their follies continually and learn nothing from their tumbles. And what would the dog have done with the train if he had caught it? The end.
He would have chewed it like a chew toy.
Probably.
I feel like there's more difficult language in there than in the Bible.
This could be.
What was it, the one angle that it took?
The parabolic curve.
Parabolic curve.
Yeah, I'm not even.
You can Google it. Not you, listeners can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this sounds like some geometry term that you would like never use unless you were in astrophysics or something.
All right. Thank you, Jeff, for that story. And one more time, what's the title of it in case someone wants to buy it?
The Dog and the Limited.
Or I mean the book, I mean.
Oh, the book. Yes. The book. Parables of a Country Parson by Country William Parson E. Barton.
All right. Very good.
I think the same book is published under the title Saphid the Sage or something similar to that.
Okay.
So.
All right. I think that's all for the podcast for today.
That's all she wrote.
We'll be back again next week with another episode. And I'm not sure if next week we'll have a guest on, but in one of the next 2 weeks, we'll have another special guest on. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys for listening. If you enjoy this, share it with your friends. And if you appreciate all the effort that goes into production of this podcast, then just head on over to our website and click on that Amazon link.
Use that Amazon link.
Click on that Amazon link. You have so many things that you want every day.
From Amazon.
So Amazon has everything.
Like that book, for example.
Yes.
That's
actually where I got this book.
The Parables of a Country Parson.
And they have everything. Toothpaste, shampoo, I mean,
burrito tacos.
Burrito tacos.
Definitely Doritos.
Doritos, Kleenex, Clorox, whatever you want, it's there.
Hey, and one thing I added to the website a few weeks ago was a subscribe by email. You can click on that and enter in your email address, and then whenever we release a new episode, you'll get an email where you can play that episode. If you don't have a podcasting app and you just use your computer, then signing up by email is a pretty nifty thing to do. So check that out if that would pertain to you.
Way to go for technology.
So again, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Mm-hmm. And what is our word?
Word of the week?
Oh, should we try doing word I learned today? Well, why don't we just do that? This is off the cuff.
Okay.
Did you listen to last week's episode, Jeff?
No, I didn't, actually.
Instead of a word of the week, we thought it would maybe, well, it was my idea, but
he thought maybe
Layton just thinks that I'm just taking everything away from him.
Well, no, that will need to be the next poll question.
We'd go around and just one brief sentence say, what did you learn in this episode? So, I learned that you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Oh, yeah. I learned that I never want to huff pepper.
Okay. I learned that Slim Jims can be overpowering.
There you have it. Check back next week for another episode.